Books on Tape presents Everything Changes by Jonathan Tropper, read by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. The night before everything changes, an earthquake jolts me out of my sleep and I instinctively reach over for Tamara. But it isn't Tamara, of course, it's Hope. There was never even a time when it might have been Tamara. And yet, lately, whenever I wake up, my first dazed instinct, before real life comes back into focus, is to assume it's Tamara in the bed beside me. I suppose that in my dreams, not the one or two that I can recall, but the millions that vanish into oblivion like flies when you've barely even begun to move your cupped, ready hand in their direction, in those dreams, she must be mine, over and over again. So there's always this vaguely troubling notion when I wake up like this, this sense that I've somehow been transported to an alternate universe where my life took a left instead of a right because of some seemingly insignificant yet cosmically crucial choice I made about a girl or a kiss or a date or a job or which Starbucks I went into. Something. Meanwhile, back in real life, the Upper West Side of Manhattan trembles like a subway platform, rattling windows and uprooting corner trash cans. The shrill wail of multiple car alarms rising up over Broadway, piercing the night at its stillest, in the hour just preceding dawn. "Zach!" Hope shouts, reaching out urgently for me, the volume of her voice almost as startling as the quake, her manicured nails slicing painfully into my shoulder. Hope. Not Tamara. That's right. Beautiful Hope. I open my eyes and say, "What the hell?" It's the best I can manage under the circumstances.